Hello and welcome to the latest Pensions Expert podcast. Last month, the Department for Work and Pensions published its consultation on the consolidation of defined benefit pension schemes. In particular, the government's seeking views on a new legislative framework for authorising and regulating DB super funds. And at the same time, the pensions regulator issued guidance with an assurance that cooperation with the watchdog will mitigate the risk of legal action later. So, what is the outlook for DB commercial consolidation vehicles? Will early adopter nerves hold trustees back, or are we likely to see significant change over the next year or so? I'm Sophia Imeson, and I'm joined today in the studio by Alex Hutton-Mills, Managing Director at Covenant Specialist Lincoln Pensions, and Paul McGlone, President of the Society of Pension Professionals. Alex, firstly, what did you make of the DWP Superfund consultation?
I think the first point and the main point really is the fact that there's a recognition from the DWP that there's a need for a breadth of solutions. And I think there are different opinions in the market as to the applicability of these new super fund or pension consolidation vehicles. So I'm pleased actually there is a recognition of a need for flexibility in solutions. I just think there will probably be more limited applicability than perhaps others think, primarily around weaker covenants and or situations where there might be transactions, but any sort of recognition of that, I think, is a good step forward.
And Paul, what were your thoughts on the consultation?
I thought it was helpful. I mean, basically, it showed what we expected, which was a beefed up regulatory regime and starting to set out some of the details of what that might look like. There are still lots of options in there, so I think there's still quite a lot of work to do after the consultation closes before we get to what a final regime looks like. And although it's a good document, I think there are some gaps in there. So, for example, there's nothing in there at the moment about the sales process and what the consolidators can and can't say in terms of risks and so on. And I think that needs to be made clear at outset. There's nothing in there about communication with members and what that might need to look like either before or during the transfer process. And there's nothing in there about investment strategy. So, for example, insurers are largely constrained by Solvency II, whereas trustees are pretty much unconstrained, and it looks as though consolidators will be as well. Now, it's not that all of those gaps need to be filled, but I think we've still got a little bit of work to go from where we are now to a final regime.
And the document discussed a requirement for super funds to demonstrate at least a 99% probability of paying or securing all members' benefits in full. Could this potentially make it more difficult for schemes to access commercial consolidation vehicles?
It could. I mean, the 99% is, in my view, the most important part of the consultation. And actually, it's really quite complicated because you've got to strike a balance between having something which is secure enough, but not too secure. So you do need to have a high degree of security so that the market's reliable to members. But the issue is that too high a level of security means too high a price. And given that this solution only works for schemes that can afford the price of the consolidator but can't afford the price of the insurer, the more expensive that gets, the narrower that band becomes and the fewer people who might fall into it. So, for example, if you were to say, let's make it less secure, let's bring that number down, lower security means you have a wider range of schemes that could go in, but that means you've got greater chance of a consolidator failing, and nobody wants to see that. The DWP doesn't, the regulator doesn't, they would both be subject to criticism if a consolidator failed. And frankly, the market doesn't want to see that either. We've had enough bad press about pensions without seeing failing of a consolidator.
And some say early adopter nerves might be holding back inflows to DB consolidators. So would you say that the consultation might help ease trustee nerves about being the first to jump? Or do you think that trustees will want to continue to wait for further clarity?
I think most trustees will wait. They don't have a burning platform, so there's no need to move quickly. I think if the consultation had put forward a single framework, then they may be in a position to move ahead. But there are still lots of options in there. So if I was a trustee, I think I'd wait unless I had a very good reason. And you may well have a good reason. If you imagine a situation with a weak sponsor at risk of immediate insolvency and perhaps a potential purchaser comes in and says, we'll get you into a consolidator as part of the deal, it would be very tempting to accept that rather than miss the boat. But those will be the exceptions, I think, rather than the rule.
And Alex, switching from a sponsor covenant to a consolidator covenant is a big decision to make. And it won't necessarily be the right solution for all pension funds. So what should schemes bear in mind when considering such a move?
I'd echo just one of the comments that Paul made, that actually this isn't necessarily, whilst there's flexibility in terms of who this may apply to, ultimately, I think in terms of early adopter, one of the benefits of being an early adopter is there's an opportunity to shape the answer. But it'll be very circumstance and scheme specific and transaction specific if it's in connection with the transaction. So just to your specific question about the exchange of the covenant, clearly that is a significant issue for the trustees to consider, but I think it's also a very significant issue for employers as well, on the basis that actually, because it's a one-time severance of the link with the employer, the one thing that the employers will need to think about that's not necessarily wrapped into any of the consultation at the moment is the reputational risk of an issue in the many years to come after they've done the deal and they've walked away, notwithstanding the fact that they've been given clearance on the basis that they've sought clearance. So clearly exchanging the covenant is complicated. It's not just about an answer from a model. You're really having to ask trustees to think about the covenant structure and the covenant access they have today versus the covenant access and the covenant structure they'll have through the pension consolidation vehicle over a long period of time, subject to the 99% constraint that you've talked about. And the framework around all of that is that's got to be in the context of the transaction or the decision being in members' interests. So it is a very complicated question that the trustees are being asked to answer.
And what were your thoughts on the pensions regulator's guidance that was issued at the same time as the consultation?
I'm glad that actually you had consultation from the DWP as well as guidance from the regulator at the same time, because there's less of a risk of dovetailing not happening. I think it's helpful that they're focusing on guidance for the super funds, for the trustees and for employers. But as ever, I think that the devil will be in the detail once the consultation period has ended and there may be further revisions to additional guidance that needs to be issued for each of the stakeholders.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Paul. For more on DB consolidation, please visit pensions-expert.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.